You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
It is another edition of Who Arted with the creative messiah herself, the holy goddess of creative fecundity. And today in studio we have Matthew Wood and Kit Haynes from the Parr Homestead, the TSB Bank Wallace Arts Centre. They have joined us in studio here at BFM to tell us about the recently opened show Parlour Games and some information in general about Wallace Trust. It's good to have them on the show. I've been wondering, you know, what exactly goes on at the Parr Homestead. Amy, I'll hand over to you.
Thank you, Esther. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning guests. Thank you for coming in. Right. So, Matthew, let's just start with you. Hey, so, curator.
Curator at the Parr, but I took on this project and had a great time doing it. I had a great time working with our artists. The show itself is a combination of specific site-specific installation works by Philippa Embry, Natalie Guy, Matt Caldicott, and Amy Unkovich, and a cross-section of works from the Wallace Arts Trust collection, which, yeah.
Sounds great. So just to fill our listeners into a little bit of background, the historic period of interest for Parlour Games occurs between 1879, when the Parr Homestead was completed and furnished for living, and 1901, when the homestead was leased to St John's Collegiate School. In 1901, when the homestead was leased to St John's Collegiate School. The significance of the date is to mark the only period during which the Parr, as it survives today, is used as a private domestic dwelling. And anyone who hasn't been up there in Hillsborough, it's a beautiful old kind of a historic house.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, that goes towards like the inspiration for the exhibition, because like clearly this is a grand mansion on a hill, has a very interesting and varied history, but it was originally built for an industrialist and a well-known businessman in Victorian Auckland, James Williamson. However, it was only a private home for just on 12 years, and then after that point it became various different institutions, a convent, a training school, a number of different boarding schools, and now it's a public art gallery. So the exhibition Parlour Games was looking at that difference between what the intended use of the house and how it was built in the first place, the economy that created that house, and how it survives in that form today, and the difference between that private domestic space, what went on there, and what goes on there now as a public art gallery.
Ah, okay. So do you know anything, and actually Kit might be a bit, you might know this more, but what happened to the original owner? He only owned it for a short, only lived in there.
He died in the house.
There's a ghost.
He encountered some financial difficulties. He was a very, very wealthy man. The house ended up being essentially sort of repossessed and by the mortgager, the bank of which James Williamson was the first chairman of, BNZ.
Oh, wow.
And then
Bank of New Zealand
that's right.
New Zealand.
Yeah.
Sorry, they're one of my clients. I should not say that. Anyway, continue. Sorry. Just distracting there.
How did you become involved in the homestead in the gallery, obviously?
Oh, well, I've worked for the Arts Trust for a number of years. So I was at the Trust during the time in which the Trust entered into an arrangement with the Auckland City Council to refit that house as a public art gallery. So I've been there since its inception.
Oh, okay. So I just curious about the opening, which was on Sunday, wasn't it?
Monday night.
Oops, yeah. Monday night, yeah. Sorry. I knew I missed it for a reason. I wasn't actually in the city. Did you go that little bit extra and dress up, or was it themed?
I had all sorts of intentions of getting like guests to actually come in and play the parlor games, the parlor games that the title comes from, but really that's probably not practical or safe in a public gallery setting, even though they're relatively entertaining themselves. But the show itself is a little bit of a puzzle. So there are various different, each of the installation artists have a specific room, but each room can be viewed through one of the other rooms, so that they reflect and refract amongst themselves. So effectively a visitor to that exhibition is in part involved in a game of putting these things together.
Oh, that's nice. And and some of the works continue, they're progressing throughout the show, or is that...
It's set as it is.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, so it's just that one of the basic concepts is that it's interactive in the sense that these games are encouraged, visitors are encouraged to think of them as analogies for actually interacting with the artworks themselves.
Yeah, that sounds like lots of fun. I'm just going to move over to Kit now in the remaining time we have. Thank you, Matthew. That was really interesting. So, Kit, can you just give our listeners a brief outline of actually what the Wallace Trust does regarding input to local community and that of the fine art community, and what kind of funding it makes
absolutely
available?
I think starting with parlor games as a sort of segue is that it's about that relationship with the house and then also the trust works. And I think it's really cool to see in parlor games some of the trust works coming out and being viewed. The collection is amassed to about 8,000 works. It's a huge collection, and so to actually get to see some of them, not all of them are shown at the Wallace Arts Centre. There's also a lot that are shown around the place. When I was in high school, they had works there. So the trust has existed since 1992, and its core function is to essentially support the arts community. And I think that's reflected in the Wallace Art Awards, which happen every year, and also in the collection itself across Auckland, not just at the centre. But one of the cool things I think about working at the PAR is sort of every 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, there's a new exhibition and there's stuff that's changing and moving. And James has long been a supporter of the arts community, and it's cool to see that space used by the trust.
And aside from the awards, they do... they do offer funding, don't they, James Wallace Trust? If you're an artist, you can apply? Is that correct?
There's the Wallace Foundation, and they offer funding to any sort of artist, visual and theatre art or musicians. James is a philanthropist, not only in the visual art sense, but in the wider sense as well.
And what's he like? Tell us a little bit, you know, about James, because he's still there and he's quite a personality.
He's lovely, really. Yeah, he's generous with his time. He's dedicated to his life to like this passion, and then he really fills an area of funding and just engagement that you don't see a lot of in this country. And that I think that, you know, it says he's followed his passion, and he's really, you know, put a great deal of his life into it.
Yeah. Mm, thank you.
That's awesome. It sounds like a beautiful environment to be working in as well.
Yeah, and I think it would be good if more people came out. I think one of the hard things is being out in Hillsborough, but we want to get people out there and enjoying the work.
It's not actually that far out. It's just a mental block I think people have. It's actually not that far away.
PAR Homestead, TSB Bank, Wallace Arts Centre, 72 Hillsborough Road in Hillsborough. And you can go to wallaceartstrust.org.nz. Parlour Games is on right now. It opened on the 12th on Monday, and it runs till Tuesday, 26th of June 2016. So you've got a couple of months to go and see it. Thank you very much, Matthew Wood and Kit Haynes, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amy Rowe. Elfini.
Thanks, Amy.
Darling.
See you next week.
Yes.
Yay. Well, like this.
Trey chic. Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.